Nolte, Tucker-less Fox News loses weekly ratings crown to MSNBC for first time in 5 years. By John Nolte on June 15, 2023. For the first time in 5 years, far-left MSNBC beat both Fox News and CNN in total primetime viewers and 25-54-year-old viewers. MSNBC, for the first time since 2018, beat Fox News and CNN in primetime among adults 25 to 54 in total viewers. It was the most watched basic cable network in primetime this past week, averaging 1.52 million total viewers, its largest average primetime audience since the 2022 midterm elections. MSNBC also averaged 172,000 adults 25 to 54 in primetime, more than its cable news rivals and number 8 on all of basic cable. MSNBC has been threatening Fox News cable news ratings supremacy in recent weeks. Disaffected CNN viewers have steadily moved over to left-leaning primetime hosts Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, Lawrence O'Donnell and Alex Faulkner, while right-leaning Fox News has lost some viewers in primetime following the exit of Tucker Carlson. Firing Tucker Carlson is proving to be Fox's Waterloo. The cucks at Fox were smugly certain they could dump Carlson like they did their former top guy, Bill O'Reilly, and still thrive. Well, that is proving to be a piece of arrogance before the fall. Tucker Carlson is his own brand, someone who does not need the platform of Fox News to survive. In fact, it looks like Fox News needed Tucker Carlson. As far as GNL, that left-wing propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence is simply doomed. Here are the stats from last week. Primetime average, total viewers slash demo viewers. MSNBC, 1.521 million, 172,000. Fox, 1.505 million, 139,000. GNL, 677,000, 131,000. Primetime average, total viewers slash demo viewers. MSNBC, 932,000, 109,000. Fox, 1.09 million, 127,000. GNL, 491,000, 94,000. Will you look at that? Fox News almost lost to CNN with the average primetime demo viewer numbers. How much do you have to suck to lose to CNN in anything? It is now time to admit I got another one wrong. While I accurately predicted Carlson would be just fine and would continue to have a voice and an impact on the national conversation, I also predicted Fox News will be just fine. Well, never have I been so happy to be so wrong. Tuck News lost a third of its viewers in May, and now MSNBC is the king of cable news. This might not last. Who knows? I do know that if Rachel Maddow worked 5 days a week instead of one, Fox would be eating MSNBC's dust for the foreseeable future. I also know Fox has taken its captive audience for granted for years. But now, with real cable news competition out there in the form of countless podcasts, Newsmax TV, and OWN, that audience is no longer captive. Further, that audience no longer trusts an outlet that will probably call Arizona for Joe Biden in the middle of the 2024 Republican convention. Fox News sucks. Cable news sucks. Cut the cord, y'all. It's the only way.